The first question I ask everybody is, why school board? It's kind of a thankless job.
You know, it is. But at the same time, like for me, I am a nurse by trade. So I think that the whole being able to serve is important to me. I have three children in the district. So that is my first priority, is to make sure that they're getting the very best that they possibly can from an educational standpoint. And then also my husband and I own a small business, a construction business. So there's always that side of it too. So there's like the tax piece of it, you know, being mindful of that. And then also just being a parent in the district.
Now you're finishing out your first 4-year term on the school board. What's been the highlight so far?
I would say just the relationships that I've built along the way. I actually have been able to sub in the schools, which has been great because I've been able to see from their perspective how things go on a day-to-day basis. And then just, you know, connecting with the superintendent, the different building leaders, and even kitchen staff and things like that. So I would say the relationships that I've built along the way.
Looking at the Foley school system, what do you see as the high points for the district? What do they do really well?
I think Foley has a very strong academic background. That's always been a priority of theirs. So I'm very grateful that when it comes to test scores and things like that, that is their priority. We don't have as many opportunities for sports and things like that and activities, but we do absolutely give everything to the academic standpoint.
Black clouds or dark clouds on the horizon. There's always something that keeps council members up at night. What is it for Foley?
I would say it's probably just the controversial world that we live in right now. I think that is definitely not unique to Foley. I think it's just as things come through, you know, where are we at? I get questioned a lot about, you know, where do you stand on this or where do you stand on that? And I think just trying to figure out what is the very best for Foley. I believe kids need to be respected as a whole child, regardless of what their choices are. And so I think, you know, respect for all just seems to be something that people can kind of get behind, you know, instead of it being all these different specific things going on, just that kids and parents and staff deserve to be respected.
And I give everybody an opportunity. This is the campaign speech. Why Stephanie for Foley School Board?
I would say, you know, I've served one term. You know, it was obviously during the time of the pandemic. So I started out in the beginning, getting my feet wet a little bit, and then the pandemic hit. And now we're just kind of building upon that. And so I feel like I want to keep hitting the ground running. I feel like we've done some things that I haven't come to fruition yet, so I want to definitely do that. And I believe in our school. I believe in our staff. Students first. I think that's the most important thing that I have understood as a school board member, is that regardless of decisions, what is the very best thing for students? Staff, yes, we care about them, but we want what's best for kids.
Those were the questions that I wanted to bring to the table. Was there anything in particular you wanted to mention?
I would just say that I think unity is such a huge, there's such a break in that. I think across everywhere, our nation, that my, you know, goal, I guess, as a school board member, as a parent, as a community member, business owner, parent, is just to try to promote that unity no matter, you know, where it is, whether I'm in the grocery store, if I'm at a sporting event, if I'm, you know, I want to be the person that is always advocating for kids. And not just when I'm in the school board setting, but just no matter what role I'm serving.